American way of life is under attack.
This is the War Room.
All right, Taylor Hanson wanted to make a point before the break, but I didn't want to cut him off. I wanted to make his full statement. Now again, folks, the big corporate liberal elite media, they'll never go to middle America. They'll never go to small town America. And so they don't care about this story. If they say it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. And if it does exist, it doesn't exist because these people don't exist to them. Same reason why they didn't cover East Palestine. I think you were there too. So you're there on the ground covering this. The story is real. The Haitian invasion, they're brought in by the Democrats, and they just bring in their third world culture. And so, you know, maybe it's important for people to understand this too, and then you can make your point. But if you've never been to kind of, you know, small town America, probably a lot of listeners in this audience are in metropolitan areas or suburbs of metropolitan areas. If you've never been to small town America, because I have family there, it's kind of where my family is actually from. You can put some illegal immigrants in a big city and kind of get them to blend. I mean, you'll notice it, but you can kind of get it to blend enough, and it won't really like be overwhelming. When you inject thousands of non-citizens into small town America, I mean, folks, it's like a 10-foot man walking around at a midget convention. So, I mean, it's that obvious. So you can't really hide this stuff. And my guess is it's going on in more cities. If it's not, it will. But you wanted to make your point before the break, and I didn't want to cut you off. So go ahead and make your final statements.
Well, so I'd like to touch on something that I found out yesterday, and it was confirmed directly in the council sitting meeting. In one of my interviews that I had yesterday, this woman talked about how she has a 10-year-old granddaughter, and one of these immigrants from Haiti is 16 years old in the same classroom as her. And then you go over to the high school and you have any age range between 18 to 21 with these Haitians that are actually still attending the local high school. So you're literally having adults attend school with children. I mean, I don't understand how this isn't a public safety risk and why it isn't being talked about more. Like, why is it okay that adults are allowed in a public school with children? It's absolutely absurd to me that this is taking place. And they talked about it in the council city meeting last night.
Yeah, so that's exactly what I'm talking about. You can't hide this stuff in a small city. And these people all know each other. It's the kind of people that know their neighbors. They know the teachers at the high school. I mean, that's just small town America. And so you can't inject these third world migrants in there without it being overwhelmingly obvious and just changing the very fabric of the city. And so that's what you're talking about. Again, look, I have no inherent hatred towards Haitians, but it's like I have the right, if I want to have a barbecue and invite my friends over to my house for a barbecue, to not have the bums from downtown or the bums that live on the river that don't shower and stink and like to steal people's food and harass people, not come over to my barbecue where I'm trying to enjoy time with my friends and family.
Yeah, well, and privacy has been directly affected here. I mean, women are being followed in the grocery stores. Almost every woman that I've talked to out here refuses to leave their house with a gun. And this is small town America. It's a constitutional carry state. I mean, these people do own firearms and they are willing to use them. And it's sad that they literally feel the need to carry it with them every single day in a town that, yes, they had crime issues prior to this, but now the crime issues are even higher. And now the women are being directly affected and affected the most. And you, like you said, you can't do this in small town America. You might be able to get away with it, you know, in Chicago or New York City, but we still see the negative repercussions happening in those cities. I mean, to inject 20,000 plus Haitians in a small community that is already being influenced by bad drug use. I mean, you know, the drugs are being funneled into this country, and specifically Springfield. They already have drug problems.
Well,
they already
Columbus have unemployment is huge. Problems. Columbus is a huge drug mule area. I mean, huge.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that has to do with the cartels as well. I mean, the freeways right here, I mean, they quite literally go all the way across the country. I mean, you can't do this in a small town, and you shouldn't be allowed to do it in America. It's as simple as that.
I mean, can you, folks, it's 2024 in Biden, Democrat-run America, and a 65 IQ Haitian migrant man is walking down the street with a beheaded goose. I mean, this is just ridiculous. All right, Taylor Hanson, great work. Follow him on X at Taylor Hanson USA. He's got a lot of reports coming. We're not going to let this story go. The Democrats are wrong again. They always are. The media is ignoring it, not Taylor.